You're listening to Opening the Word, Catholic Reflections on the Sunday Mass Readings. This podcast is produced by the Augustine Institute, an apostolate helping Catholics understand, live, and share their faith.
Hello and welcome to Opening the Word for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's Gospel reading, it's a little scary. When you hear what Jesus says in the Gospel reading, listen to these words. In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Now, when we hear those words today, in the 21st century Western world, we think this is like that old REM song. It's the end of the world as we know it. And we're, oh my goodness, Jesus is talking about the destruction of the entire world. And if you read this passage in light of other gospel readings, and he actually gives a timetable on it. He says that this is all going to happen within a generation. And there have been many people who've looked at passages like this and said, well, how could Jesus really be a prophet sent from God? How could he be God himself if he didn't get his own prophecy right? He said that the end of the world was going to come within a generation. And, well, you know, it's been 20 centuries later, and the sun's still shining, and the moon still gives light, and the stars aren't falling from the sky. Jesus got it wrong. So he's not a reliable source. He can't be God. He can't be a divine teacher for us. You know, well, I think what we want to do is make sure we understand Jesus' words in the context, in the historical, cultural setting in which they were spoken. Because while for us today, we think that's all about the end of the world, if you go back in the Old Testament and see how the Jewish people understood this kind of language, they saw that it wasn't about the end of the physical time-space universe. It was more powerful, metaphoric imagery to describe God coming in judgment on nations that were not faithful to him, that were fighting against him. In fact, nations that were persecuting God's people. Let me give an example. In Isaiah chapter 13, we find this kind of language. The day of the Lord comes, cruel with wrath and fierce anger, to make the earth a desolation, for the stars of the heavens and their consolation will not give their light. The sun will be dark at its rising, and the moon will not shed its light. So it sounds like, wow, this is all about the end of the world. But if you read the context here, this whole prophecy in Isaiah 13, you just read verse 1. Isaiah is very clear. It's not a prophecy about the end of the world. He says, this is an oracle concerning Babylon. It's about God coming in judgment on the Babylonian nation for their punishment or their enslaving the Israelite people. Same thing. And you look at Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, Isaiah uses the image of the stars falling down. But it's not about a physical star. If you look at chapter 14 of Isaiah, verse 4, it's an oracle against the king of Babylon. You see the same kind of imagery in Ezekiel 32 and in the prophet Joel, that the prophets, they knew good metaphors, and they would use them. And so they used the imagery of the moon darkening, the stars falling from the sky, to describe not the end of the physical universe, but the end of a great kingdom, the fall of a great emperor. The event is so dramatic, we use a powerful metaphor to describe it. We do this in our own culture today. You know, in the United States, we talk about, in the history of our country, we talk about the shot heard round the world. You know, that first shot in the Revolutionary War, that shot wasn't really heard in Australia, and it wasn't heard in Antarctica and in Europe. It wasn't really heard all around the world, but it was a metaphor to describe how that first shot of the Revolutionary War, you know, it shook up the world in a sense. It changed the political landscape of the world. Same thing, like we may speak about how what happened on September 11th, 2001, the terrorist attacks that took place that day was an earth-shattering event or an earth-shaking event. We don't mean that literally the earth was shaken all over the place, but what we're talking about is just like that really just changed the world in a very dramatic way. So we use powerful metaphors all the time, and we should allow Jesus and the ancient Israelites to do so as well. That's what they did. I want to understand Jesus's imagery the way he would have used it in light of the cultural setting in which he lived. So now that brings us back to the gospel reading. What is Jesus actually talking about here? If the image is used to describe this cosmic imagery, if it's used in the Bible to describe God coming in judgment on people who are persecuting God's people, then we see Jesus must be using this to describe how God's going to come in judgment on some nation that's persecuting his people. Well, who's persecuting Jesus' people? The Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the leaders of the temple. And Jesus is announcing judgment upon them, upon the temple and the temple leaders. And in fact, guess what happens? In 40 years after he gives this prophecy, in the year 70 AD, the Romans come and destroy the city and destroy the temple, the city of Jerusalem. And for the Jews in the Bible, guess how long a generation is? A generation was about 40 years. And so when Jesus says this is all going to happen within a generation, far from getting this prophecy wrong, he got it right on the mark. Well, what I want you to do in preparation for applying this reading to your life is to ask yourself today how, you know, what are the things that God might come in judgment for me on? What are the ways that I stand in the way of his kingdom? Because I don't want to be one of those people that are going to be a part of the stars falling when God comes in judgment on this world. So he came in judgment one time in the time of Israel in 70 AD. And he will come again at the end of time. And let's make sure that all that we do in our lives and what we give our lives to is all for building up his kingdom and not standing in the way.
You can watch these reflections in video format by visiting form.org. Formed is an online Catholic streaming service created by the Augustine Institute and Ignatius Press, with award-winning studies and parish programs, inspiring audio content, movies, ebooks, and family-friendly kids programming. To support the mission of the Augustine Institute, please visit missioncircle.org.